Welcome to the Lamb Lens, where we bring clarity to the world of finance. I'm Kelsey Berryman, Senior Wealth Strategy Associate at the Lamb Group, joined by Evans Lamb, Managing Director, Wealth Management, and Senior Portfolio Manager at UBS Financial Services, Inc. Our team is located in Pasadena, California, and you can reach out to us at evans.lamb@ubs.com. Our goal is simple: to educate, debunk financial myths, and share our team's lens on the markets.
Welcome to the Lamb Lens. I am Nicole Chen, Client Associate of the Lamb Group at Pasadena UBS Financials. This week on the Lamb Lens, we want to take a step back from the daily headlines and focus on a question we've been hearing more and more often. How do geopolitical events like the conflict in the Middle East actually affect oil prices, the markets, and the broader economy? To answer that, it helps to start with a bit of historical context. When we look back over time, many of the recessions have been associated with monetary policy, periods of rising interest rates, tighter financial conditions, and slowing growth. But what's interesting is that some of the most significant downturns in recent decades weren't actually primarily driven by policy tightening or monetary policy. Instead, they were caused by external shocks, events that disrupted the economy from outside of the normal cycle, such as the global financial crisis in 2008 and the COVID shutdowns in 2020. These are all examples of external shocks, and that distinction really matters today. While there's ongoing discussion around interest rates and monetary policy, a key concern for markets right now is whether an external shock, like a geopolitical conflict, could ripple through the global economy. One of the most important transmission channels for that risk right now is oil. Before the most recent tensions, oil prices were trading in the mid-$60 per barrel range. As uncertainty increased, we saw that the prices moved to around $100 or even higher. Markets paid close attention to moves like that because energy costs affects every part of the global economy. A major risk scenario investors were watching closely was the disruption of the supply routes, particularly the Strait of Hormuz. Roughly 20% of the world's oil flows passes through that passage every day, so any disruption could push prices higher. For additional context, the U.S. consumes around 20 million barrels of oil per day. Even without an actual supply shortage, these high oil prices alone can really take a toll on the economic activity. With that said, however, it's very important to keep perspective. The U.S. today is more energy independent than it was in the past decades, which provides a little bit more resilience compared to the earlier oil shocks. Higher oil prices can have somewhat offsetting effects, which helps domestic energy producers. We've also seen how quickly expectations can change. As of early this week, following the announcement at aiming to pause further escalation, oil prices moved back to the $90-$80 per barrel range. That really highlights how forward-looking markets tend to be. Markets often move quickly to price in the worst-case scenarios at the very beginning, but they can also normalize just as quickly when those risks begin to ease. While uncertainty remains, the initial reaction suggests that investors are starting to see a pathway towards stabilization rather than prolonged escalation. So if we take a step back, there are really two big takeaways here that we want to leave with you today. First, while monetary policy plays an important role, there's only so much it can do. External shocks like geopolitical events can move markets quickly and in ways that policy simply can't fully control. And second, while markets may react sharply in the short term, those reactions don't always define the long-term outcome. So rather than reacting to every headline, it's more important to stay focused on the bigger picture, keeping the perspective and staying aligned with your long-term goals. Markets will continue to respond as events unfold, but long-term outcomes will depend on whether these risks turn into sustained disruptions or remain contained. Keeping that perspective can help investors navigate short-term volatility while focused on what matters to them the most over time.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Lamb Lens. You can visit us at advisors.ubs.com/the Lamb Group for more information. See you next week. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.